الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إنما المؤمنون الذين إذا ذكر الله وجلت قلوبهم إذا تليت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا وعلى ربهم يتوكلون وقال تعالى والذين آمنوا أشد حبا لله صدق الله صدق الله مولانا العظيم وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected ulama-i kiram, elders and brothers, the ayat which I recited in the khutbah, wherein Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions a very unique feature in the believers, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ. The believers, they are very intense in their love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They have a lot of love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is in reality the dictates of iman, that a person loves Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, a human being by nature, he is indebted to favors. Someone who does favors to him, he will always feel indebted to that person. He will always want to be loyal to that person, because this person has done some favor to him. Al-insan, Abdul Ihsan, he becomes enslaved to the person who shows some favor, some kindness to him. So what can you say about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he spoke out against the idols, he said, فَإِنَّهُمْ عَدُوٌ لِي إِلَّا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. That these idols, these are my enemies. It is only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who I worship. الَّذِي خَلَقَنِي فَهُوَ يَهْدِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being who created me. Insan doesn't think, he doesn't ponder, he doesn't reflect. How did he come into this dunya? How did he get this life? How did he get existence? أَوَلَمْ يَرَى الْإِنسَانِ أَنَّا خَلَقْنَاهُ مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ. Does man not see and ponder that we created him from one drop? فَإِذَا هُوَ خَصِيمٌ مُبِينٌ. Now he wants to dispute openly. Now he wants to argue. Now he wants to present arguments against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, against Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But insan, where did you come from? How have you got your existence? How are you functioning in this world? Do you think to yourself that your heart is pumping? Without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your heart will stop pumping. Without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will stop breathing. There's no function in your body that will continue without the permission of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is allowing you to continue. So how much of love you supposed to have for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, he says, الَّذِي خَلَقَنِي فَهُوَ يَهْدِينَ. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who created me and He guides me throughout life. A person has to make different decisions. Sometimes a person comes to crossroads. He doesn't know whether to go right, whether to go left. He doesn't know what to do. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that guides him. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that gives him direction. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who allows him to make the correct decision. وَالَّذِي هُوَ يُتْئِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that being that He provides sustenance for me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala feeds me. Every single morsel I am eating, often a person is sitting on the dastarkhan and there's a whole variety of different foods in front of him. If he just has to ponder over where those foods came from, where those ingredients came from, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made all of that possible for him to enjoy that delicious meal, for him to enjoy that sumptuous meal. So much of ingredients, so many different resources were used, so many people's labor was used. All that difficulty, all that hardship, all that labor, all that resources for this man to enjoy a good meal. But what is our condition? While he's eating, he's watching TV. While he's eating, he's got his phone in his hand. He's doing everything else, but thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every morsel he was supposed to relish, he was supposed to enjoy, he was supposed to take it down. Allah, this is your ni'mat. This is your favor. This is your puzzle. People are dying of starvation. People don't know where the next meal is coming from. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you bless me with so much now. I can eat so many different things. So much of variety on this dastarkhan. But insan is still so ungrateful. وَالَّذِي هُوَ يُتْئِمُنِي وَيَسْكِينَ That only is just the food itself. Did you think about the whole procedure? That the person, how that food is digested. You think you are causing that food to digest. No, it is with Allah's permission. Allah is allowing. Alhamdulillah, الَّذِي أَطْعَمَ وَسَقَى وَسَوَّغَهُ وَجَعَلَ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا One of the du'as we're supposed to read after eating. All praise be to Allah. Allah gave me food. Allah gave me water to drink. Allah allowed it to go down easily. Person got some sickness. He's got some sort of indigestion. He's got acid reflux. The food can't go down. The food cannot digest. A man is sick. The best meal in front of him, he cannot enjoy that meal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him that good health. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed him to digest that meal. وَجَعَلَ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا If that waste remains in his body, how much of difficulty, how much of discomfort, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also put the system for the waste to be discarded from the body. So, أَلَّذِي هُوَ يُتْئِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينَ Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam says, وَإِذَا مَرِدْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ When I get sick, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He gives me shifa. Who gives you shifa? It's not the doctor. You know, people will brag, you know, I went to that doctor, he's a very good doctor. Don't worry, dozens of people went to that doctor, they never lived to tell the tale what happened. Because shifa is not, doesn't lie in his hands. You took that medication. Dozens of people took the same medication. They never came right. They got worse. Some of them are gone from the dunya also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahumma anzil rahmatan min rahmatik, wa shifa'an min shifa'ik, ala hadha al-wajah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the du'as he taught us, Allah ta'ala, send down your rahmat. Send down your shifa. All the medication, all the hospitals, all the specialists, all the doctors, until and unless Allah doesn't send the shifa down, there's no shifa for you. وَالَّذِي وَإِذَا مَرِدْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ What Hazrat Ibrahim Islam says, when I get sick, Allah gives me shifa. Who gives me shifa? Yes, I'm not saying don't go to the doctor. I'm not saying don't use the medication. But understand that shifa will come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're just following the system of this world. Because Allah created the world in this way, yeah. We follow the system. وَالَّذِي يُمِيتُنِي ثُمَّ يُحْيِينَ It's that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will give me death and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will revive me. Life and death is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whose control? Life and death is in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not in anyone else's control. That is why often you will see this happening where 20 years ago, 30 years ago, doctors gave a person few weeks to survive or few months to survive. 20 years has passed. 30 years has passed. The doctor is gone from the dunya. That man is still living. So in whose control life lies? In whose control death lies? It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is in control of life and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is in control of death. So a mu'min and a believer, he understands this very well. And then he understands that the greatest love I need to have in my heart is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The greatest loyalty I have to show to anyone is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People, their wives, they want to be loyal to their friends. Hey, this is my friend. I can't let him down. He relied on me for this. So many favors he did me. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Hayya ala salah, Hayya ala al-falah is called out, the call of Allah is calling you now to the masjid. Now, are you loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Or are you loyal to your nafs? Or you loyal to shaitan? Or you loyal to your business? Or you loyal to your dunya? That loyalty, that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is the missing ingredient in our lives. That is what will bring about the happiness. That is what will bring about the sukoon. That is what will bring about satisfaction and peace. The love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mala Rumi rahmatullahi alayhi, he speaks about Majnoon. Normally they give the story of Layla and Majnoon to understand what is love. So Majnoon is sitting in the desert and he's writing Layla, Layla, Layla. In the sand he's writing. Write Layla. Then he wipes it off. Then again he writes Layla. Someone asks Majnoon, what happened to you? Really seem to have lost it now. What are you sitting here and writing Layla, Layla all the time? So what Majnoon said, see, that thought of Layla has made me restless. It's made me restless. I'm just thinking about Layla all the time. So by me writing the name Layla, Layla, it's giving me some satisfaction. It's giving me some happiness. So Mawlana Rumi rahmatullahi alayhi, he mentions this incident and then he comments, Ishke Mawla, ki kamaz Layla buwat. Can the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be less than the love of Layla? If Majnoon loved Layla and he got solace by the name of Layla, if you claim to be a lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're not going to get solace with the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the solace, the peace, the happiness, the enjoyment, the ecstasy is far beyond description. In fact, the mashayikh say, that person, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will make this dunya jannat for him. Jannat. You know, you want jannat in the dunya, you're not going to get it in the five-star resorts. No. You're not going to get it everywhere. You think you're going to get it in the world. No. People got all the wealth in the world, they can't sleep at night. They're living in palatial homes. They need to take pills at night. No, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inculcate the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart. Develop the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart. Then Allah will make this dunya jannat for you. Ma la aynun ra'at. Such satisfaction, such peace, such happiness. No eye has ever seen. No eye has ever seen that. No ear has ever heard of it. Nor did it cross the mind of any human being that you can get such happiness, such satisfaction, such peace. After all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He put the sweetness in the fruits. Who put the sweetness in the fruits? It's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah can put that sweetness in your heart. He can put that happiness in your heart that no wealth can buy. But you have to make some effort also too. You have to work towards developing, inculcating this love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After all, what was the downfall of shaitan? My shaykh explained. You know, shaitan was an abid. You know how much ibadat shaitan made? You can't even imagine to make that amount of ibadat. He was an abid of note, ibadat, such ibadat, so much of ibadat he made. Shaitan was also alim. He had knowledge. You know, shaitan, he even was teaching the farishtas. That's what knowledge he had. He was teaching the farishtas at some point. Shaitan was also arif. He recognized the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He knew who Allah is. But what shaitan lacked, mashayikh say, shaitan lacked ashik, he was not a lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He never had the ishq of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why he questioned the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Shaitan used his reasoning against the command of Allah. When we start using our reasoning, Allah told you to do something. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam told you to do something. Why I have to do it? Who said I must do it? What's the reasoning behind it? That is a sign to show that you are deficient in your love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because if you loved Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you would never question the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You will never question the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because you love them. When you love someone, you will wholeheartedly surrender yourself, submit yourself to that person. You will become obedient to that person. وَكَانَ حُبُّكَ سُوءٌ. As the poet says, if your love was truthful, then you will obey him. إِنَّ الْمُحِبَّ لِمَنْ يُحِبُّ مُتِيعُ. The lover, he will always obey the beloved. He'll always obey. Remember, if you're not obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you're not obeying Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whole day and whole night, you can claim, I'm a ashik ya Rasul. I am a lover of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is a false claim. That is a lie. Why it is a lie? Because if you loved him, you would have obeyed him. So this is the sign of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So respected friends, this is something that we need to inculcate within our lives. Hazrat Yahya ibn Muaz rahmatullah alayhi, he said something very beautiful. He said, مِثْقَالُ خَرْدَلَةٍ مِنَ الْحُبْ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِنْ إِبَادَةِ سَبَئِينَ سَنَةً بِلَا حُبِّ. That one mustard seed of love of Allah is more beloved to me than making ibadat for 70 years without love. 70 years a man can make ibadat and ibadat and ibadat, but he got no love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On the contrary, another person, just a little bit, he just said one subhanallah, he just said one alhamdulillah, he just made a little bit of ibadat, but his heart is flowing with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Dawood alayhi salam, the hadith mentions, one of the du'as he used to make, Allahumma ja'al hubbaka ahabba ilayya min nafsi wa ahli wa min al-ma'il barid. Oh Allah, make your love more beloved to me than my life. What a person won't do for his life. A man will pay 50 million in ransom to save his life. We are in the stories all the time when people are getting kidnapped. Up to 50 million. Up to, for his life. He'll pay 50 million to save his life. Allah Ta'ala, make your love more beloved than my own life. Now for Allah's pleasure, for Allah's cause, how much you prepare to pay? For your life you pay 50 million. To please Allah, how much you prepare to take out and pay? Make your love more beloved to me than my family. The love of my family. Some people, they're not so worried about themselves, but they're worried about their families. Oh Allah, make your love more beloved to me than cold water. You know, on a hot day, a man craves for cold water. He wants to drink cold water. That love needs to come like naturally in our hearts. You wake up in the morning, like how you have to drink your tea, you have to have your coffee, you have to make your zikr. You have to read your namaz, you have to read Quran. It becomes natural. So we want that love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that ibadah becomes natural within us. How do we inculcate that love? So ulama have mentioned many different things, but I'm just going to conclude on four things. First of all, ponder over the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You saw the moon, you saw the sun, khurshid ke taro mein, raato ke sitaro mein, aankho ke khumaro mein, yaro ke nazaro mein, maine tumhe dekha hai. Look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's greatness. Look at Allah's grandeur. You seeing the sun, you seeing the moon, you seeing the oceans, you seeing the mountains, you seeing everything. But are you thinking, who created this? Subhanallah, Allah, you created all of this. What beauty, what splendor, what grandeur, what beauty Allah got with him. We're getting carried away with one beautiful girl, one beautiful woman. You're getting carried away, you're getting blown away. What love or what beauty Allah has got with him. So ponder over the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second thing is, start making the zikr of Allah. La ilaha illallah, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, illallah, Allah, Allah. The more you make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, zikr zakir ko maskur tak pahunchata. Remember, your zikr will take you to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But make it with the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the respect of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah, I'm not fit to take your name. This dirty, filthy mouth of mine, if I wash it with the water of the seven oceans, then too, I'm not even fit to take your name. Such a beautiful name, such a pure name. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena, aur jaam hai. This is such a beautiful name. Take that name with that feeling. See how that will create the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala within our hearts. So that's the second thing. The third thing, thank Allah for His ni'mats. Set aside every day, few minutes. Thank Allah from the morning till now, how many ni'mats of Allah we enjoyed. We woke up this morning, we're alive, we're breathing, we're walking, we're talking, we're eating. What a great ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many people slept in the night and never woke up in the morning? From the morning, how many ni'mat of Allah? Set aside some time, 5-10 minutes. Talk to Allah. Allah, you gave me this, you gave me that, so much. How much you gave me, Allah? How much shukr I need to make for you? Do this and see what happens to your depression. Start it for a few days and see where that depression goes away. That depression will disappear. That depression is because there's no shukr, there's no gratitude. That's why we depress. The more the gratitude comes. And the last point, respected friends, let us sit in the company of the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, love is like a fire. That fire moves from heart to heart. If we sit in the company of the lovers of Allah, with that intention, Allah, you put your love in the heart of this banda, Allah ta'ala bless me with some part of that love also too. I also want your love. Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara, tere aashiko me jina. Tere aashiko me marna. Hazrat Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali's poetry. So beautifully he said it, that the very crux of my life, the very support of my life, is to live among your lovers and die among your lovers. Inshallah, if we inculcate these things and we sincere and we truly want Allah, remember Allah watches your heart, not your tongue. You can carry on saying the whole day and whole night, what is in your heart? If you really want the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you thirsty for the love of Allah, you desirous for the love of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us with His love. This will be a means of our success in this world, in the qabr and the year after. May Allah grant us a strong understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana.